I'm Beth Hover, a member of the board for Our Community Cares volunteer organization, and you're in tune to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
Hey everybody, we're the Game Hoarders. We're on every Thursday from 3:30 to 4.
We're invading your airwaves. Come on, it would be fun.
I'm not always there, but when I am, you get to hear my epic voice.
On WGXC 90.7 FM.
Where you listen to all the best music and you can definitely hear us invading.
We're better.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I am Fahim. I am 13 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm 16 years old, and I am also from Hudson.
I am Mashuda, and I'm also 16, and I'm also from Hudson.
Hooray! We're all from Hudson.
Yep.
And we're here every Monday from 3:30 to 4 talking about books.
Books we love.
Books we hate.
I should have let you finish. I said that last week that I was going to let you finish it, but I forgot again.
Very little hate, mostly love. And some constructive criticism here and there. But we talk about books because we love them. They're wonderful. And that's what we're going to do today. It seems like it's going to be a rainy week out there. It's a good time to sit inside and read a book.
Yep.
Don't you think? But when it's a nice day out, it's also a nice day to go outside and read a book in the outdoors. All the time.
Yes.
So who has a book they want to talk about?
Well, recently I've been reading We Are the Ants. And I do not remember the author's name.
Sean David Hutchinson.
Sean David Hutchinson. I knew the last name, but not the rest.
But you know the title.
Yeah.
I can never remember if it's We Are All Ants, We Are All the Ants, or other things, other combinations of words like that. I always get that one confused. I just know there are ants involved, but not really.
Kind of.
It's I can't strange. Remember. So what's that book about?
There are a bit of ants, a lot of me being really, really sad all the time while reading the book. It's very...
So it should be called We Are All Sad, But Mostly Amelia?
Yeah, it's called We Will Make Your Readers Really Depressed. it's a really sad book, and I'm only like 100 pages in. I think it's 400 or something pages. It's about this kid named Henry who has recently been given the opportunity by these aliens to either save the world, since it's going to end in approximately 149 days, or to do nothing and let the world be destroyed in 149 days.
Yeah, all he has to do is hit a button, right?
All he has to do is hit a button to stop it, but he's been spending a lot of time thinking if he even wants to save the world, if the world is worth saving.
Mm-hmm.
While also meeting all the people around him and wondering how they would act and in this situation. And in between little sections of the book are, in between, the chapters are separated through dates counting down to when the world's supposed to end. And in between these chapters, like, titled with dates, are chapters titled with things like nanobots or World War III, and it goes through a very short little scenario of how the world might end through each of these little scenarios he's made. So they've got that dispersed in between also.
Do you think he really saw aliens?
I don't know. It has like an air of like maybe this isn't real and maybe it's like a metaphor, but at the same time it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if either of you have read it yet, but I read it over the summer, last summer, and so I don't remember it as clearly, but it seemed to me that it was like, it almost didn't matter if it was real or not because it was real to him.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess in the end, it kind of matters whether or not he hits the button. If it is real.
If it is real, yeah.
But, I liked how they kind of left it so that you can choose whether to believe his reality or his experience or decide that it's in his head or it's real. Like, they don't spell it out for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I like that book. I like the characters. I'm sorry it's making you so sad.
It is.
Sometimes so I sad. Like having a book make me sad.
The last book, and I'm just, every time I read it, I'm just like, oh.
Well, you could figure out a nice, warm, fuzzy book to read when you're done.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need to buffer it. You can't read all sad in a row.
Yeah.
Or I can't. Someone out there can. I bet.
I can't.
No?
It's too sad.
Maybe, like, the saddest book me and my dad has also read this book was probably The Fall. Mm-hmm. And I don't know who it was by, but I know you think we got it at a book fair at one point, and I read it, and he read it, and it was just the most depressing thing we had ever read, ever.
Yeah, I've had books that made me, like, sobbing cry. Like, I hope nobody sees me while I'm reading this book, because I'm a mess.
Yeah.
Cry. But some of those are, you know, some of my favorite books, so. I don't mind a good cry.
Yeah.
Means they're doing something, right?
Yeah. They've got that reaction out of you, then certainly.
What's the name again? What's the name of the book?
Which one?
The one you just talked about.
The Fall? Or We Are the Ants?
The Ants. Yeah. The Ants, okay.
And that's one of our Battle of the Books books this year.
Yes,
for
it
the
is.
Teen battle. Mm-hmm. Da, da, da.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do trivia on that book.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. What else are people reading lately?
I read two books. One was for the Battle of the Books, and another was my favorite book. I'm going to start with my favorite one.
Is it a new favorite, or did you read it again? Like, was this the first time you read it?
It's my new favorite.
Okay, yeah. New favorite. Cool.
It's called The Trails of Apollo by Rick Riordan. It's about the god Apollo, the god of rhymes, archery, other stuff, poetry and stuff. And then Zeus punishes him. He does something like he does a mistake, and then Zeus punishes him and makes him mortal. And then he goes to the mortal world. And then he has to, like, do a prophecy, just like how Percy Jackson and, like, other books that Rick Riordan wrote. And then after that, he has to, like, fight a lot of monsters. He needs a lot of help from other dummy gods, especially Percy, because Percy and Apollo are best friends. And then there's more. And then it's a series. So, yeah, there's more things. That's basically what it's about. And then I read The Symptoms of Being Human by Jeff Garvin. It's about a person who, like, decides whether to be a man or a woman on, like, different days. Mm-hmm. Like, she's basically, like, a transgender person.
Or gender fluid?
And so she starts a new school, and, like, a lot of people, like, start bullying her because of how she looks. She just wants to be neutral. And then, and her dad is running for Congress, and she has to go to, like, other ceremonies and a lot of stuff. People see her in the news and, like, other stuff, and then she gets, like, very nervous. And then she has this, sometimes has a nervous breakdown, and then she meets a new friend who helps her a lot. And then their adventure continues a little. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's all I know.
I read that book. I think that was my favorite one out of the battle books this year.
Mine too. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And I read the little afterword that the author wrote in the back, and how, like, they wrote the book kind of not originally intending it to be about, like, a gender fluid person, but just didn't have a gender for the character, and eventually decided not to just not give them one. And I thought that was really interesting. And the little
Is this the one where they keep a blog?
Yes, it is. It's the blog one.
Yeah, that's cool.
I love how Blogger is, like, an obvious nod to Tumblr. Yeah. It took me a while to realize, but I was like, oh, wait.
It's called Blogger?
Yeah.
In the book? That's funny.
Funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was an interesting book. It's always challenging. Well, not always. It's interesting reading books where characters are gender fluid, or there was a book called Every Day, where there was it was sort of like a soul referred to as A, who every morning woke up in a different person's body.
This got a movie made out of it, didn't it? I never saw it, but I wanted to.
Yeah, I haven't seen the movie yet. But they experience life as a different person every day. That's like a real person. It's just like that person's body is basically taken over. One, you know, every day that the soul A takes over a different body. So they're different genders and different days. And it's always interesting talking about those books because we're so used to using he and she pronouns that, you know, sometimes you start using them instead of using, like, they, or I liked how you said it was a person, and so that you don't have to assign them a gender that they may not want to take on in the moment. Yeah. But I'm glad you liked that book.
Yeah.
That was good, too.
I liked how you talked about the book about Apollo and how he was, like, punished to be immortal by the gods. I watch a lot of summaries on YouTube and read a ton of Greek and myths and different myths from different places. And I recently read this one, or watched a summary of this one, about a Chinese myth where a couple of gods is doomed to have to walk the earth as mortals when they after being punished by the Jade Emperor, which in Chinese mythology is like the king of the gods.
Mm-hmm.
So they're punished to walk the earth, and there are like two endings. One in which the husband goes and finds an elixir that can turn, it can either make both of them immortal, or either the elixir can be split to make both of them immortal, or the elixir can be taken by one of them to make one of them a god again. And in one version, his wife betrays him, drinks the entire elixir, but can't go back to heaven because she's still technically banished. She just has to live on the moon. And in another one, they decide to live as people, even though they have the elixir, because neither of them want to live without the other. But then one day someone breaks in, and the wife decides, instead of letting them have this elixir, she drinks it all herself and becomes immortal and watches over her husband from the moon. So it's got a really depressing ending and a really heartwarming ending. But either way, it's like... So I recently heard about that, and your thing about the mortal, God turning mortal, kind of reminded me of that one.
I think there's like a book about that that continues the adventure of those two, the girl, the woman and the man. It's I think it's called, I forgot the title. I think it's the Golden Mountain or something. Mm-hmm. It's like the time period when Chinese people came to USA to like dig, you know, gold and stuff. Mm-hmm. There's this man, his wife died. I'm pretty sure. And then he described that he was a dragon. Like, he was a dragon, and he was sent by the Jade Emperor to come to the mortal world to fix the world. Ooh. For the Chinese people.
Hmm.
And then his wife dies, and then his son gets confused. So I think
it's similar. I like how it mentions the Jade Emperor and stuff. Before I like found all these summaries online, I didn't know much about like Chinese or Japanese myth. But mm-hmm. recently I like learned more about like stuff other than Norse and Greek mythology, which is more mainstream because of things like Percy Jackson mm-hmm. and Thor.
Yeah.
I still can't imagine Loki as anyone but Tom Hiddleston, so... Yeah.
That's funny. And that was the Apollo book that you were talking about. I forget what it's called.
The Trials of Apollo.
Trials of Apollo. Yes. Is that the first in the new series?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The first series, the title is called The Lost Prophecy or something. Yeah, The Lost Prophecy.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yay. Those books are very popular.
Yes.
People like their myths.
People have been like writing their own little stories about myths for like decades.
Mm-hmm.
Like, technically, Paradise Lost is like the Christian version of the Percy Jackson things, if you think about it. But I've never read Paradise Lost, so I wouldn't be sure. But I think it's based a lot in Christian, like biblical stories.
Less centaurs.
Far less centaurs, unfortunately.
Oh, well.
There's a lot of angels, can't have though. It all.
Awesome. What have you been reading, Mashuda?
Since you guys are talking about immortals and fantasy, I got a book. So I have read, it's another online story, The Secret of Rain. The main character is Rain Riverton, and her parents were killed when she was earlier. And she just recently found out in the chapter that she is immortal, and she never been in love, and she's a high schooler. So she often went like to foster parent to another foster parent. So the foster agent gave her to another foster parent whose daughter died, and so. And then they didn't bury, like, the foster parents she is with now, they didn't bury their daughter in the grave. They just kept it in the, like, big glass. So they can, like, they can get immortal power. And so they can bring her to life again. So she, whenever she's hanging out with her foster parents, they seem to be weird and everything. So one day they thought they should kill her, since she's the daughter of immortals. They found out because of the app they downloaded. It's
what? I feel like there are several things that we'd have to read to understand.
Yeah.
I want an app that can detect when people are immortal. That'd be very convenient, I think.
Okay, yeah. So, like, let me just explain. So, in high school, she met a hacker who, like, kills all the other immortals because he thinks they're killing innocent people. But actually, it's not. The hacker's mom is manipulating him to kill all the immortals because she's the one who kills other people, but she just wants to make the immortals look like the criminal, not her. Because when his mother was in high school, she fell in love with
and another guy who married an immortal woman, not her, so she wanted to take revenge. So that's what it is. It goes long. And then it
sounds like a very long and complicated story.
Yeah.
Where do you find these online stories that you've been reading?
Yeah, I mean, you can download episode or Wattpad.
Wattpad.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, I just started reading episode. I don't know if that's. Yeah.
Do either of you read online?
A little bit. Very little. Not often. Like, not a lot of the stories aren't that good because there are a lot of just amateur writers on it. Hmm. Like, you don't need any qualifications, but like. Every so often you come across a real good one.
Do you read Wattpad?
A little bit.
Oh.
I have a Wattpad. I used to write on it. I haven't done that in a very long time.
Oh, so it's not just an app. It's like a device.
It's an app. Yeah. Wattpad is an app.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's not a device.
It's a site. It's an online site. Oh, okay. But it has an app.
Sounded like a device. Cool. Yeah, I don't really read much online. Every once in a while I'll read a short story or a very short story.
Do you guys think that the stories of King Arthur count as myth and legend? Because, like, I don't think an actual King Arthur ever existed. But in Britain and stuff, they're, like, a big deal.
I guess. I don't know what it's classified as, if it's just fantasy.
I mean, there are wizards in it. And I think the King Arthur was based off an actual king who probably did not have a wizard in real life, which is unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
But I know there's, like, tons of stories about that, too. Like, even that, I think there was a Disney movie a while ago called Avalon High. About, and all the kids in Avalon High represented a character in, like, Arthurian legend.
Yeah, I think that, like, was based on a book, too.
The main girl was King Arthur. Merlin was this, like, hacker techie student, which I loved. I thought was so cool. But that was a while ago. I don't know how old that movie is, but I just thought of that when we were thinking about legends and stuff. And I was like, does that count? Because, I mean, it's an old legend that was made into a bunch of new things.
Hmm. I guess I don't know how much it was a legend versus a fantasy story.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about how it was originally written and received to know. Yeah.
There's like
the look into it.
It's like actually really difficult to find where the original myth about Arthur came from, because so many historians started writing new stories about him, and then historians started like losing their minds when they realized he might not really exist, and now we're here where we're making like high school setting movies about him. So it's weird.
I think it's true because I know that witches existed. Like, past, so I'm pretty sure wizards exist.
They might still.
Well, witches, how do you and know? Wizards. How do you know witches existed? Do you have proof?
Just kidding. I think if they did exist, they still do.
That challenge.
They're pretty, you know. I think witches can make it last.
Yeah. I'm researching it tonight.
Research it. Yes. Go on your quest, Fahim. Find us a real witch. I'd love that.
But there are also some accused witches that are not witches.
Yeah.
I have a question.
I'm sorry, we like spoke at the exact same time. I was going to say something real quick. I've always wanted to do the Salem tour in Boston, Massachusetts. It's something I've always wanted to do, and I couldn't do it last year. But I did go, not a few years ago, I went on like a haunted like graveyard tour in Boston. That wasn't the same as the Salem thing, but it was like similar.
Yeah, I don't think I've been there. I may have been there as a kid because I grew up in New England, but I don't remember it if I did. But I'd like to go back there as well. My dad is really into genealogy, and he's traced our like family tree back like
really far. I've always wanted to like do ancestry.com or something and be like, hey, analyze my DNA.
Yeah. But one other thing connected to the witches in Salem is that we both have an ancestor who was one of the judges that, like, put people, you know.
Oh, that's interesting.
Did those trials and, like, hung some, you know, I accused
guess, like,
witches.
No witches not just in accused, Salem were actually burned. That was more of a thing. They may have been burned elsewhere, but I think in Salem, in Boston, Massachusetts, in that area, they weren't burned. Mm-hmm. They still had awful things done to them, but there was no burnings, which is weird because usually you associate that with the whole, like, burn the witch stereotype.
Yeah, or see if they can swim. That sort
see
of
if
thing.
They weigh the same as a duck.
Yeah, exactly. But we also had an ancestor who was an accused witch and who confessed to being a witch, but then later withdrew her confession and so was able to get out of any of those horrible punishments.
My history teacher, while teaching us about the witch stuff, actually showed us a clip from that Monty Python movie to explain how roundabout the logic was for accusing someone as a witch. And she was the funniest history teacher ever. I loved her. But, yeah, it was kind of like that. But on the ghost tour I went on, it talked more about historical figures and figures who had died there and how, and I swear, this was a long time ago, but I may be misremembering this, but I think they talked extensively about a book that was, like, bound in human leather, to which I say, I mean, we love books. This radio show is about books, but that's a bit extensive. That's a long way to take your love of books, man. I don't know about that.
I hope it was consensual use of human skin.
Ooh. I don't know.
I prefer my books made out of paper.
Yes.
Me too.
I think it was like the cover that was made out of it.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Well, on that note, we're just about out of time. We're going to hand it off to the afternoon show.
What a note to end on. Wow.
Books are usually a little bit nicer. Yeah. More pro-human than that.
Yeah.
But, but yeah, we hope everyone has a great week and reads lots of wonderful books.
Bye.
And we'll be back. We'll be back next Monday at 3:30 to talk some more.
We were too early, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Happy reading.